Kingdom of East Anglia saw the birth of their greatest son, an Anglo-Saxon warrior destined to be a champion for the ages and a national treasure for all time.
Set up the premise for our next
guest. The floor is yours. Yes. Well, I think that you got... I sound like J.D. Harmeyer.
You guys think that I'm not going to be able
to have a civil conversation with a Londoner, with a Brit,
right?
Where I engage.
I think we know
friendly conversation where I'm pleased to be in their country and in their city, and I am inquisitive about some things. And then after I create that bond, that friendship with my new mate. That I ask if I could, you know, maybe put forward a theory or two that they might not love, so I have a better understanding of a few things about England and London that confuse me. How's that?
Well, we put out the call, so we have on the line with us a gentleman who hails originally from Docking, Norfolk, England. He will be in Nashville, Tennessee on Sunday, challenging for the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. But here today with us on the Midday 180, he is here to defend the Queen and England. Please welcome former NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Nick Aldis. Nick, thank you. The floor is yours now.
Cheerio, Nick.
Hello.
Can you help me out with my British accent? You have any clues for an American, or do I just need to fight the urge?
Well, let me start by going back to where else you need smartening up, my friend. First of all, I'm not a Londoner. Londoners refer to people who are from London. That's not me, but that's the typical mistake that Americans
make. Well, I apologize.
London is the entire country.
No, I understand. I didn't know the specifics of where you're from. I didn't do my homework. This is a quick turn.
Automatically, this is leading right into our perfect example of why Paul will offend someone over there this weekend.
What would I call you? A Brit?
You can, yes, sir. You can. I'm a Brit. I'm an Englishman.
Okay, an Englishman.
So it's my understanding that you have claimed that it is absurd that we have a royal family and a queen in particular. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's somewhat silly to have a monarchy where the monarch does not hold power.
Is it it's somewhat silly or absurd?
Yeah,
or
absurd.
Okay. Let's start with let me just make this very plain. Okay, the royal family generates a very significant amount of revenue for the country every year. In fact, attractions related to the monarchy bring in roughly £500 million a year on their own from overseas tourists. Okay, that's not including major events like William and Kate's wedding, which did approximately £620 million, or the Diamond Jubilee, which injected £10 billion into the UK economy. Now, before anyone says anything, the next thing you're going to say is, yeah, but how much does it cost the taxpayers every year? Because you're probably a Republican nitwit. So let me go with this. The cost effectiveness of the royal family is staggering. In fact, it costs about 51 pence per person. With a population of 75 million, that's about 40 million. Okay? So they're clearly in the black. Let's take into account the fact that as part with royal family, we also have incredible diplomatic relations, unlike, let's say, for example, Bush 1 vomiting into the lap of the Japanese prime minister, or Trump not understanding how to conduct himself in any way, shape, or fashion anywhere he goes.
I'm not proud of either of those.
We get extra holidays. She's a unifying force of morale for the armed forces. And unlike old draft dodger that you've got in the White House right now, Queen Elizabeth II served in the war as a driver, and she knows a way around a firearm. As part of, under the absurdity of the royal family...
Did Prince Philip serve also?
Let him continue, please.
I feel like he served in the service,
right?
Served,
yeah. Right?
They all serve. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Very honorable.
Right. As part of a country under the monarchy, I get free health care. You know what I find absurd is that America claims to be the greatest country in the world and they don't have health care. There's also very little evidence to support that statement. 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science.
Well, are these things all a result of the monarchy?
No, sir.
Then you're straying from the subject.
But she is a unifying force of our political system.
Okay, well, let me counter some of this. I'm glad that she's a unifying force. What I'm saying is that a mighty empire on which the sun used to never set, where the monarch was the most powerful powerful person on the planet. Now you're selling me as is an incredible generator of tourism dollars and a morale creator. That's yes. That those are both lovely things, but don't represent to me much actual power. So it's kind of like Disneyland. Like Disneyland is very good for American morale and it brings in a lot of money, but it's not a big letdown in that Disneyland used to control the world and no longer does.
Okay, so are you telling me that you'd like the president to be sworn in by Mickey Mouse?
No, I'm saying that the president is sworn in by people with actual power.
Because the prime minister and
the previous president,
because the prime minister and the governing party of the United Kingdom still has to be sworn in by the Queen.
That swearing in, I mean, is there giant power in the swearing in? She recites something and he repeats it.
Queen Elizabeth II absolutely has a great deal of influence over our political decisions. She consults with she consults weekly with the prime minister, and like I said before, is constantly traveling and discussing diplomatic relations internationally, which is why, despite the fact that we're a tiny island, we're still one of the most fearsome financial powers and one of the strongest militaries in the entire world.
I think it's very impressive that you've maintained that despite having lost the revolution and all of that. But I would just say I can't think of a job in the world that has lost more power than the king or queen of England in the history of all time.
You know what you remind me of? Americans in the world stage remind me of Dallas Cowboys fans. They keep pretending that the Dallas Cowboys are the greatest team on the face of the earth, and yet they have to keep going back to.
I don't think we're that great. I really don't. This isn't about me being hugely into America. I like England a great deal. I just think the Queen's kind of like it's for show, which you've kind of confirmed.
It's really not. How do you figure that?
You said it's about tourist dollars and morale.
Well, what do you think makes a country significant on the world stage? Their economy and their military force. Let's call a spade a spade. That's the only reason why anyone pays attention to you lot.
Those are fair points.
Right. So what are we talking about here? Because clearly she's a very, very influential force on both of those factors. And not to mention the fact that she also dedicates a huge amount of her time, as do all the royal family, to charitable causes, which then in turn encourages the citizens to do the same thing.
We've got to run. I'm not feeling really good about her son being next in line. Seems like kind of a jellyfish.
What does that have to do with anything?
He's next in this thing. It's a big chain of command, right?
I don't believe that's going to happen. I think it will skip.
They'll skip right over him because he's so weak that they can't put him in office. I got you.
He's not in office. That's not how it works.
I understand. I don't have all the lingo down because I don't find it that important.
Nick, let's wrap it up with this, Nick.
Can we talk about some of the – I mean, I don't know how much time you've got.
Unfortunately.
Go ahead, Reed.
No, Nick, is this a conversation that Paul could bring up in a pub in England and not be punched?
It depends on whereabouts in London he goes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We would lead into it differently.
I would hope so.
Don't worry. I can tell you for a fact that we're incredibly well conditioned to ignorant Americans at this point, so it's okay.
One more coming your way, Nick.
Hey, it was fun to talk with you, and I hope to meet you in different circumstances.
I'll buy you
a pint.
We are
I'm going to be in Nashville this weekend for NWA 70. I'm headlining.
I'm going to be in London with the Englishman.
Well, good luck with that. If you come back in one piece, we'll have a drink.
Excellent, Nick. We'll pass along the details of the event that's coming up this Sunday, and best of luck to you this weekend in Nashville.
Thank you very much. NWA70.com, gentlemen.
Thank you, Nick. Nick Aldis has been our guest. Nice enough to join us.
Sweet victory.
I'm not so sure about that.
I don't know about that, Paul.
Read the details.
NWA70.com. Tickets are selling fast. It's going to sell out. If you want to be there for Cody Rhodes and Nick Aldis, get your tickets right now.